إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you. In Surah Al-Anbiya, the first ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ, which means draws near for mankind their reckoning, their hisab, while they turn away in heedlessness, in ghaflat, muridun, they turn away in ghaflat. I remind myself and you that how much or how many of these reminders do we need? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us reminders of His greatness as well as reminders of our meeting with Him again and again and again. I was in Sri Lanka just now, last week. I returned yesterday, and we were in a place called Matara, and there is a masjid there, very nice, very beautiful masjid called the White Mosque, very big and very unusual architecture. So we prayed Zuhar and Asar, and as we came out of the masjid, it was raining slightly. And just at the entrance of the masjid, as I came out of the door of the masjid, those tiles are very, very slippery, very white tiles, very highly polished. So I slipped and fell. And alhamdulillah, I fell on my back. And then I got up, took one step and fell again. Two times. It sounds very stupid, but it happened. But I was thinking to myself, hey, back got hurt, and there's then I was there, it was a lot of pain then, now it is less, but it's still there. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, we ask Allah for Shifa. But if I had fallen at a different angle, I would have hit the back of my head on the stone, and that a nice way to go. They would have said, ke masjid namaz padh ke nikalte waqt mar gaye bole tum. Taziyati elan ke waste acha raha tha. Allah rahim kare. Thinking about, just imagine, you know, it's okay, it might sound like an obituary, you know, he died while when he came out of the masjid. But I'm saying that these are reminders to say that time to go can come at any time. And I can narrate for you many such examples. I don't need to narrate for you because all of us know such examples from among the people we know, and so on and so forth. 1 minute we are hale and hearty, and may Allah forgive us for those of us who choose to do it. We stand in challenge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His commands. And then we forget that we are standing there because of one single thread that connects us. And that thread, if it is snapped, that's it. That's why I like to do deep sea fishing, because when you are in a boat on the ocean, that is when you really understand the significance of your reality, the significance of your existence, or rather I should say the insignificance of your existence. Because when you are on a boat on the sea, you realize exactly how small you are and how dicey this whole existence is. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. You don't have to go on a fishing boat to understand that. I mean, it's ideally speaking, one should understand it where you are. But this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that the hisab, the accounting of the human being draws near. And this refers to not only the Day of Judgment, which of course Allah knows when it is, but this refers to our deaths, because we call it Qiyamatu Sughra, it's called it the small Qiyamah, which is the time when we meet Malakul Maut, which is the time we die. The Qiyamatul Kubra, the main Qiyamah, the big Qiyamah will come when it comes. A man came to Rasulullah Sallam, a group of people actually, they came to Rasulullah Sallam. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, when is Qiyamah? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he pointed out to, there was a young boy with them. He pointed out to that boy. And he said to them that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this boy a long life, then every one of you would have seen Qiyamah before he dies. Yeah, then what does it mean? It means all of you older ones will die before him. So you would have seen Qiyamah before he dies. Another man came to Rasulullah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, when is Qiyamah? Rasulullah said, what have you prepared for it? Why are you asking this question? When is Qiyamah? So if I tell you it is tomorrow, what are you going to do? So he said, the man asked, when is Qiyamah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what have you prepared for it? And the beauty of the sincerity of the Sahaba, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have nothing for it. Yeah. Now, these hadiths, one has to understand them in context. When the Sahabi says, I have nothing, that nothing is more, more than a million lifetimes of somebody like me. Yeah. So the Sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, I have nothing for it. I have not prepared anything. But I love Allah and I love His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then you will be with those you love. Now, this hadith sounds nice. And we might then therefore interpret it, may Allah forgive us, to say that therefore I can do whatever I like. As long as I say, I am an Ashiqa Rasul, and I am Ashiq of Allah, that is enough. Now please understand, this is not as simple as that. It is not as simple as that. Because, and I will come back to this, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if anyone says and dies on La ilaha illallah, he said, if anyone says the kalima with ikhlas, he said, if anyone says the kalima with ikhlas, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, with ikhlas, with sincerity, then he will enter Jannah. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the ikhlas of the kalima? Because he said, kalima with ikhlas. So what is the ikhlas? What is the sincerity with regard to the kalima? What is ikhlas of the kalima? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ikhlas of the kalima is that it keeps you away from haram. Now come back to this hadith of loving Allah and loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you will be with those you love, and inshallah this is bashara from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Allah for this. So what is the meaning of loving Allah and loving Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to sing hamd and not to write poetry or whatever. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is not my opinion or fatwa. This is what Allah said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, say to them who claim to love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, make my ittiba, يُحِبِّكُمْ اللَّهِ, and Allah will love you, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, and He will forgive your sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving and all merciful. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah did not leave this to our imagination, to imagine what is the love of Allah and to go around and express it in whichever way you like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined it. And Allah said, love of Allah is to follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of following sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Meaning that you are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the definition of obedience to Allah? The sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's very simple. Alhamdulillah, Islam is not a complicated deen. Islam does not require a huge amount of education to understand it. Islam does not require you to have Einstein's, IQ. The sad thing is, even Einstein with all his IQ was not a Muslim. So, it doesn't require that. Islam requires sincerity. Islam requires ikhlas. Islam requires for us to become real in our lives and say, am I going to die or not? And if I am going to die, when am I going to die? Do I have a date? If I have a date, then no problem. Until one day before that, I will do whatever I like. Then one day I have got 24 hours to straighten my accounts. Inshallah, I will do that. And then I will die peacefully, having made tawbah and so on and so forth. If you have got this assurance or formula, no problem, then do what you want. But if you do not have this assurance and formula, and I know you don't have it, and I know I don't have it, then what must we do? Because what is to happen, we don't know. When it is to happen, we don't know. That it is to happen, we know. We don't know when and what, but we know it will happen. One dear friend of mine, his cousin, evidently he had some eczema, and this eczema wouldn't go away, and they were trying various medicines and this and that and so on and so on. So finally they decided to get, they took him to Bombay to the hospital there, and they said we'll do some tests and so on. Turns out to be cancer fourth stage. That eczema was a manifestation of that cancer fourth stage, and I think day before yesterday he passed away. Now this is exactly how fragile this whole life is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus wa ala bi ghairi hisab, and give sabr to his family, inshallah, good people. But I'm saying that this is the reality, and in this reality we are living our lives, and you know and I know how we are living our lives. And is the question is, how much longer do we want to live like this? Take Salatul Fajr. How many people do not wake up for Salatul Fajr? Ask the same people, if you had a flight to catch at that time, have you ever missed a flight saying, I was sleeping, I fell asleep, kya karun saab, neend aa gayi? Bole to log haste. Aisa kaisa neend aati hai tumhare ko? Flight miss ho gayi, sab ho gayi, tumhara jo bhi meeting thi, sab satanas kar diya. People will say this, no, I mean, you missed your flight, your meeting, whatever was, everything got spoilt, and you are saying you fell asleep. Kya diwana hai kya? People say, are you mad? I mean, how do you sleep? What is the meaning of sleep? Will you say this or not? Will you say the same thing if you say, I missed Salatul Fajr because I was sleeping? Because by sleeping, he missed Salatul Fajr. The loss to him is a million times more than whatever flight he missed. Ya to hamara aqida nahi hai, either we don't believe this, then forget it. But if we really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the day of judgment, and in the importance of the first salah, then missing one salah because you fell asleep, I'm not saying you became kafir or something, no. If you deliberately leave a salah, it's a different issue. But I'm just saying, even if you just miss the salah, how do you do that? People do that on a practically daily basis. I mean, Allah Kareem. But the same people will not miss some worldly. So it is not that they are not capable of getting up. It is not that, there is something physically wrong with them. There is something physically wrong with them. They are not capable of getting up and so on. Allah does not hold them accountable also. So these are people who can do something but who cannot be bothered when it is when it relates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then how can such a person claim to love Allah, you tell me? So the issue of saying, when is the day of judgment, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will be with those you love. That love has to be expressed. That love has to be shown. Otherwise we fall into the same trap. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةِ مُورِدُونَ. The day of judgment is coming near, and that day of judgment refers to and relates to your and my last day in this world. And then of course the main day of judgment, wherever Allah has decreed it. And yet we turn away in ghaflat. So it is, I think, high time we wake up and we bring our lives in line with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stop worrying about everybody else, because not one of those is going to come and lie down next to you in your qabr. Even if he does that, it makes no difference. Even if he does that, it will make no difference. I have to give my hisab, you have to give your hisab. Even if you and I are buried in the same grave, still there is no exchange of accounts. You have your hisab, I have my hisab. So where is the sense in trying to please the world in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Loga kya bolenge na ko socho, Allah kya bolenge ye socho. Woh agar nahi soch rahe to phir apne iman ke upar tawajjuh karke dekhna, iman hai bhi ya nahi hai. If we cannot check this and say that, don't worry about what people say, think about what Allah will say. And if you can't figure this one out, then we have to ask, do I actually have iman or not? Just having a Muslim name or having an Arabic name does not make you a Muslim. Muslim or Islam is a matter of acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and that is not accepting only the words, but in the heart and expressing that in our actions, in our lives, which means obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which means the following of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see these things and to live our lives by them and by the beautiful example of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.